Thank you. I think this is a great segue. We can go into the, you know, my message actually is from Acts chapter 8. We just heard from Acts chapter 7, so we're going to go to Acts chapter 8 now. It is from chapter 8, verse 25 through 40. I'm going to read this passage first, and then I'm going to share my meditation with you. Now, after Peter and John testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, proclaiming the good news to many villages of the Samaritans. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, the queen of the Ethiopian, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he was passing through the region. He proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Well, it has been a month since I read the chapter, first part of chapter 8 of the book of Acts. And, well, I don't know how many of you reading this book these days. I don't mind giving you some kind of another, introduction or background of the book of Acts to you once again. When Jesus' work is done on earth, his mission is now the responsibility of his followers. What did they do first was they gathered together, like you guys here, and they went to the temple and pray daily, and then they gather in the evening, pray together, and Holy Spirit came. We know that special day, right? Pentecost. Holy Spirit came down when these people gathered together. But that was not the only thing they did. After that thing's done, these guys, spirited, go outside and speak to the people, proclaim the good news of Jesus. Their mission was very successful. Church grew very quickly. But it didn't mean everything really went well. They were persecuted by Jerusalem officials, priests, all those people who had power at that time. The first of seven deacons, I told you, they are kind of a staff hired to do the ministries of the church. His name was Stephen. He was a great preacher. When he was arrested, he preached the words. The theme of his message was why Jesus was suffered and explain why you really killed Jesus. One of them was he didn't show respect to the temple. You heard the message, the verses from chapter 7. What was that passage mean was, temple is the house you built for God, and God's house is the God's creation all over the world. So, but these people of, you know, who believed temple is the only place God stayed, they like to confine God in this building built by human hands. So Stephen clarified, it was not. God is everywhere. After these things done, and also he was stoned to death, you know, death, killed. And then we have a second person story among the seven staff. His name is Philip. And that's the story, his second story is here in the second half of chapter 8, the passage I just read. I don't know if you heard the story well or not. You heard the two people here, Philip, and who was the other person? Eunuch. So what is eunuch? Who is this guy? Remember the thing I read? He was a queen of Ethiopians, the one who got all kind of a secretary, treasury, right? And what else? And what is a eunuch? Tell me, speak out. I'm sorry? Gay person? We don't know actually, right? You guys are so shy, right? You know what eunuch is, right? I will tell you what the Bible says about eunuch here in Deuteronomy chapter 23. Here, no one whose testicles are crushed or whose penis is cut off shall come into the assembly of the Lord. Those born of an illicit union shall not come into the assembly of the Lord. Even to the 10th generation, none of their descendants shall come into the assembly of the Lord. That's about really harsh, you know, restriction for those people. We don't know what exactly happened to this eunuch. It was his choice or he was forced to do it. But according to this Deuteronomy 23, this person is not welcomed in the assembly of God, right? And this Deuteronomy is known as Moses' sermon to the people of Hebrew when they were in the wilderness, right? I don't know. Some Christian might believe this. Oh, this is teaching for us. What I mean, teaching for Christians. But even those people believe this is teaching for Christian, they don't really believe all teachings in this Deuteronomy for them. They select some of them because they still eat things are prohibited in this book, but still they say, oh, this part that God said don't do it, so and I'm not doing. But do you know the Bible itself, the Old Testament itself, reinterprets the words of God? Later, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 56, you can hear these words. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. We think, oh, maybe gay, lesbian, queer, or eunuch, whoever, they were restricted, not welcomed in the Bible. That's what Bible said. They might say, if they really truly believe, Moses' words are the only part of the Bible. It is not. Prophet Isaiah said, no, they will be welcomed. It's kind of messianic prophecy. And he said, all eunuchs will one day be perfect servants of God. People say, oh, I'm going to teach in the confirmation class a couple of weeks later, those our youth group, why the Bible contradicts itself. Whoa, it's a big, difficult theme. I have to speak to this about it to middle schoolers. I don't know what other questions they have. So my answer is going to be this. Yes, it is true. Because God is the living God. Because God spoke to the people who lived in the wilderness, and God spoke to the people who lived in the time of Jesus, and God speaks to us here and now because God is the living God. The words to the Hebrews in the wilderness is reinterpreted in the even time of prophet Isaiah. Later, this message is reinterpreted in the time of Jesus. And teaching of Jesus and New Testament, read them carefully. Many of them really contradict with the teaching of Moses. And Jesus said, it is because I'm not here to eradicate all Moses' laws. It is a way to fulfill the word. That means the message of Moses in the Old Testament was incomplete in the time of Jesus. And here, even the first Gentile conversion to Christianity was who? The eunuch. Sexual minority. If I use a modern terminology, he was a queer person. Was the first person welcome into new community of Jesus. That's the book of Acts. Witnesses to us about what happened when Holy Spirit came to his followers. Sometimes we are just ignoring the things we don't need to think deeply. But this message is so strong, welcoming message and great news to those people who know they belong to minority, called queer, gay, lesbian, or just sexual minority. I hope this is becomes one good example how we can read the Bible and find the message how God speaks to us here and now. Because God is the living God. God still speaks to us. And this message here in the Bible, with our experiences and the guidance of Holy Spirit, we can hear the message or voice we didn't hear before. If you truly believe, only the Moses' laws in the book of Deuteronomy is the God's word, it is because you are ignoring prophets, because you are ignoring Jesus and all New Testament. Hope you go through the entire book, not just read the first two chapters, and read the entire books, and then let's talk about what God speaks to us through this book. I'm going to keep reading this book of Acts through this time whenever I share my message, and I invite you to read this book of Acts once again. Find out what you missed before. There are lots of things you can learn about the church in these days. Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for this church, this place we can worship. And thank you for the scripture in our hands. We like to hear what you speak to us. And we like to practice your will with the guidance of Holy Spirit. As you led Philip, as you led Stephen, lead us, O God. We can reach out to those people who need the good news of Jesus Christ in their life. In Christ we pray. Amen.